16 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians, they know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 209 confirmed cases yesterday. 209 COVID cases. Gombe alone had 109. Gombe State, that is. Lagos had 13. And it's a low number, but if you see how Gombe did not give warning before it went insane, right? So I'm hoping that that's a lesson for those of us who are in Lagos to take all the precautions that we can. Second hard fact of the day, the round of 16 debates for the I Beg to Differ tournament has been set. All 8 matches will take place next week. Now, we tried and tried to call Daniel Onyoho, who won the face-off live here on Monday. We tried from Monday all the way until Wednesday to call him. His number just wasn't connecting. It was switched off throughout, and it never rang. And he didn't reply our email either. We sent an email informing him that he had made it into the round of 16. He didn't respond. He didn't send out his details, which means that Oluchi will now be going forward from next week, Monday. So Monday, November 8th, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., we're going to have Emmanuela Nnadi versus Sarah Ojukwu and Ruth Okorocha versus Chiagozie Isidore Obonnaugwu. Then on Tuesday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., we'll have Joseph Oyameaba versus Uchechukwu Golding and Timileyin Paul Bolaji versus Ebuka Timothy Ebule. They will be playing on Tuesday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday, November 10th, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., it's going to be Tanvita Kushik versus Maryam Adekunle and Angel Osara versus Hamid Olarewaju. Then on Thursday, November 11th, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Thursday dates will be different. Thursdays will be 5 to 6 p.m. Now we're going to have Chike Sylvia Okorigbo versus Oluchi Akwarandu and Anita Dushima Nule versus Afolaring Emmanuel Bosari. So those are the two people who will be playing next week, Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. Those are your 8 round of 16 matches for next week. The winners will return for the quarterfinals week after next. Because remember, they are all playing for a first prize of 1 million naira. Speaking of 1 million, 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. Thank you for listening to this show. And as always, we have a great show for you. We'll start with the Big Three, where we talk about the latest from the Gerrard Street building collapse. Then let's talk about the NBA moving to take action against Malami on Audley Road. And then let's talk about the ICPC and SSS busting an exam malpractice ring involving students, their parents, lecturers, and security people at exam centers. The award-winning League of Extraordinary Nigerians is at 4 o'clock today, 4:30. We'll talk about a woman whose fiancé wants her to put her houses in his name when they get married. He also wants her tenants to start paying the rent to him. True life story. I'll tell you about it at 4:30. Make sure you're here when we have that conversation. On today's Big Hard Fact, we'll travel to Anambra, where we take a look at what's happening in the lead up to the Guber elections. I have two guests. SBM Intelligence has a report on voter reluctance due to IPOB. They will talk to us about that. Then we have Kenneth Kwoforma, who is Nigeria Info, who is Wazobia FM's head of news in Onitsha. As usual, there will be updates every hour on the hour. But first, let's get into today's Big Three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will the panel get to the truth about the building collapse? Will the NBA's probe into the Odili raid yield results? And have Nigerians accepted exam malpractice as normal? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is still the tragic building collapse on Gerrard Street in Ikoyi. 8 men and 1 woman have been rescued from the rubble. NEMA has updated the confirmed death toll to 38, 35 men and 3 women. Emmanuel Onwuka is at the mortuary right now and he's joining us for an update. Emmanuel, how are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What activities are going on at the morgue right now?
Okay, so I left the morgue at about IDH Yaba. Mm-hmm. That's about an hour ago now, okay. Or hour 30 minutes now. I've been waiting here to see the head of department of the pathology and forensic department of the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital.
Okay.
And I just finished having a conversation with the head of department, Dr. Soyemi, okay. And he told me that he can't confirm nor deny anything, you know, from his own desk. He referred me to the chief medical director and the commissioner of health to speak on the autopsy that is being conducted right now. However, while I was entering the department, I observed that autopsy is being carried on.
Okay.
I saw it about 4 corpses.
Okay. How do you know they're corpses from the site?
And that's the thing, you see. I can't confirm nor deny that they are from the site. And that was why I went to meet the HOD to actually make that confirmation known to me. But he said, he referred me, you know, to the CMD and the Commissioner for Health.
Okay. And those are the people that you're waiting to see?
Yes, those are the people I'm waiting to see.
At the moment.
If they speak on it, if they're going to give us further clarifications. Because the bulk of the corpse is at IDH, Yaba. And Yaba to this place is about 15, 20 minutes. Even if it's in an ambulance, it's going to take about 15 minutes to get here. And they have to move each corpse, you know, or 4 corpses at a time down here, then take them back again. Because at IDH, I was told that they lack, or rather they don't have the facilities to carry out autopsy there. They just have a morgue, a standard morgue. But here, it's a forensic and pathology department. So how they have all the equipment, they have everything to conduct an autopsy here at the moment.
I see.
So they have to move the corpse way up and down, you know, over and over again before they'll be able to complete the process.
Now, we're hearing that even though government has said that people can identify their loved ones' bodies, they're still being denied access at the mortuary. Is there any confirmation or update on that? You know, did you see anything while you were there?
At IDH, yes, family members are not allowed to identify the corpse. Yeah. So what they do when you get there and you identify yourself as a relative of a victim, what they ask you to do is to write your name and provide a photograph of the victim, which the person at the front desk there keeps, you know, in a notebook, you know, just for purposes. Then they refer you to Ikeja, that's this last suit at Ikeja, that this is where the autopsy is being conducted. You know, so they keep going back and forth, and that is why some few minutes ago when the governor briefed press, some of the family members waited for him there and were agitated because they've been going back and forth and have not been able to identify the corpse of their relatives.
I mean, I'm also trying to see the logic of that. If it's a building collapse, I mean, faces are probably not, you know, intact. So I'm trying to see how much a picture helps here. And, you know, we're not exactly a country that has database of people's fingerprint or teeth records or things like that. So I don't know exactly what's happening with that. But I want to move away from that. And then let's talk about something I've seen from CNN's Stephanie Busari, that they've spoken with the engineers who reportedly pulled out out of the project, and they confirmed the story. Is there any confirmation or new information on that from your end?
Okay, so on the engineer, on the engineer, we're still working to reach him presently. You see, the telephone, his telephone numbers are not going. He's only one private line, which people who are close to him are holding the number. Like, they're holding the number. You understand that this case is very tricky. And a lot of people are not very careful about it, especially now that the Lagos State government is involved fully in the matter. So they're looking at a criminal side to it, and people are not very sure how matters will take a turn. So they're very careful about the people that they bring out to the light. And that is why you see that even when the CNN spoke with him, you know, it's not really out there. You see, we're working to send an email to him right now, because we've been able to get an email address, a personal email address that is for him. I would send an email to him, hoping that between today and tomorrow, we'll get a response from him.
Okay.
Aside that, I'm also seeking to get to his office to also reach out to him personally. We're doing everything within our means to ensure that we reach out to them and we can confirm the authenticity of that later.
Okay. All right, then. Emmanuel Onwuka, our correspondent out in the field, been following this story since it broke on Monday. Emmanuel Onwuka, thank you very much and stay safe out there, okay?
Thank you, Sandra.
Lagos Tony Ayinde will chair the governor's probe panel into the collapse. He's the president of the Nigeria Institute of Town Planners, NITP. The other five members include a structural engineer, an architect, a builder, and lawyers. Governor Sanwo-Olu swore them in yesterday and gave them 30 days to submit their findings. The Punch is reporting that they've seen the actual approval documents from the Lagos State Physical Planning Permit Authority. They've seen the actual approval documents for the address in question. And according to the Punch, the approval was for 15 stories, not 21. This is relevant because remember that Bolonga Oki, the suspended building control agency MD, he has insisted that the approval was for 15 stories, while Deputy Governor Hamzat says that the approval was for 21 stories. Now, if the Punch and Bolonga Oki are correct, then the building developers violated the approval. But that's the latest from Gerard Street, Lagos. Tell me your thoughts. Women, the numbers are back now. So 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, Comrade Dike Chukwu from Water Farm.
Welcome, Comrade.
Yeah, the Reverend Ma.
The Quarrega.
Yes, Auntie, I'm very, very angry. I had a crisis Monday.
Why?
Auntie, because of the collapse building. Auntie, how do you expect that they should give somebody, only one person, one license to be importing iron and cement? And where there is no competition, there is about to be spec iron and cement to build that thing. And the man that is suspended is telling the truth that that thing can carry only 15 stories. Eh? But the power that they do is not, they are not taking it to 21-story building. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you.
So what I want to say, make this governor, may God bless him, make this panel not be like an NSAS panel where we say we never hear results. So what I want to appeal now is that governor should pay the victim people. Don't give that time. They're people. Make governor pay them 30 million. Because one of my brother was telling me, say, then when I wake up, the people who don't die, they don't die finish. That's why Nigeria is still confirmed. Why are you telling me, say, then when I want to, people who don't die? So maybe you give them 30 million, the victims of the dead. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Sam in Satellite Town is on the line. Hi, Sam.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm lucky this afternoon.
Yes, you are.
Sandra, first of all, Gerard Road, not street.
Oh, Gerard Road. Thank you.
Yes, Road.
Thank you.
Secondly, well, you see, whenever things happen, we keep on looking for who to blame and not to blame. Generally, many of us behave the same way, whether it is in a hospital, it is in school, in the buildings, you know, construction or whatever. So my issue now is that let them do independent investigation or judicial inquiry, not all this putting government, you know, workers together at the whatever level. Maybe those governor knows and the rest of that. At the end, we'll not see a proper report. So, but I thank you for Nigerian, for you are doing a lot. All of you, nobody is, you know, put aside. God bless all of them. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam, for calling. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you're abroad, get in touch with us via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. Let's speak with Meg. She's in Lekki. Hi, Meg.
Hi, Sandra. I told Oni to greet you when she gets to the office.
Okay.
I met her briefly today. How are you doing? My name is Meg.
I'm very well. Welcome.
Okay. On this issue on Gerald Road, it's quite obvious that there are things that are being hidden from the public, because I would believe that you that is in the studio can authoritatively tell me things about your company than me that is outside.
That's right.
So the person on ground who said the approval was for 15 has been suspended. And my question is, how do you suspend somebody you should be asking questions at this time? And it's quite sad that there are a lot of contradictions, 15, 21, where there are three different buildings, some are 15, some are 20. You know, it's quite sad. But that's what it is with the Lagos State Government. They don't do anything. I've been privileged of two buildings in Lagos, Sandra. They don't do anything. Between you and your God and your conscience, you are the one that will determine whether you want to use the right materials or you don't want to use the right materials. If you don't want to use the right materials, nobody checks, nobody does anything. All they want to do is get money. Get money from you and close their eyes so the excess is going around. Somebody is hiding something from us. And like the speaker that Mr. Disu interviewed in the morning, what are you taking people that seem of the same to do an investigation? Get independent people who will speak the truth. There are other town planners, there are other architects, there are other people you can get. Not the people around the government officials. Because they will say the truth. At the end of the day, nothing will come out. See a building collapse in Lekki where I live. Nothing will come out of it. It's just noise. After the noise, we go back to normal, Sandra. This is Nigeria. Unfortunately, it's very sad. I'm paying though because a lot of death toll 38 attack today. What are we talking about? The building was shut down in June. What was the thing that was done between June and when it collapsed for them to say continue with the building? What happened? My sister, Nigeria needs, I don't know whether it's God we need or an iron fist. I don't know, Sandra. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Meg, for calling. Kingsley through Larry is on the line. Hi, Kingsley.
Hello.
Hello, Kingsley. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm Collins. How is today?
Oh, Collins, welcome. Very well. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Sulu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see, the first day that the deputy governor went to that place, he told Nigerians and the whole world that the approval of that building was 21-story. 21-story building. Am I lying?
Yes.
I'm not sure what I'm saying.
Say that again.
But I said, the first day the deputy governor went there, he said the approval of that building was 21-story building.
That's right. That's what he said. That's right. That's what he said. That's right. Yes.
And now there is another document from the office that's saying that the building for 15-story building. So which one are we going to take now? But to me, I will take the one of the Lagos State Government approval that the document is there, physical, for people to see. The one way the deputy governor told us, I don't think he was very sure of what he was saying. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, Alexia. How are you?
I'm very well. Welcome, Alex.
Sandra, I don't have the words to commend you guys for the level of coverage that you guys have done on this building collapse incident. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful, as in real life, live updates. It's just been wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. So let me just quickly say a few things, Sandra. You see, Nigeria is like a bad movie right now. It's unraveling very quickly. You know, we have seen where snakes ate money, where snakes swallowed money. We've seen where monkeys came and stole money from the secretariat. We've seen where the army, you know, they shot at people and then they lied and said they didn't shoot. Even the governor of Lagos State, you know, even the most recent one, the raid of the CJ's house, right? So you can understand what I'm saying. Nigeria is like a bad movie. between two people, the politician in office and the civil servant, they can transform this country. For the rest of us, it's just for us to follow with an effective national orientation agency. If the civil servant and the politician agree that they will change this country, the rest of us will fall in line. I hear people say that there's something wrong with Nigeria. There's nothing wrong with Nigerians. We are just living in the time. I want to ask the governor, Sandra, please, can I ask the governor a question on this issue?
Sure.
Dear Mr. Sanwo-Olu, in case you are listening, can you please guarantee me that after all this is over, we will have a website where we can log on to and see the features of every single building in this Lagos state? Sandra, thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. We've got 1 minute 30 seconds, so let's take one more call. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Wale.
Wale, you have to turn that radio off, then go ahead.
Yeah. Sandra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to speak about the building that collapsed in Nigeria. You see, can you hear me?
I can hear you, barely,
yeah.
But I can't.
See, the plan to be our leader.
Wale, are you speaking with a hands-free device? Because your voice is very faint.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't...
Can you hear me now?
Just keep talking like this. Stay where you are now and keep talking like that. Go ahead.
Hey, but I'm on the way, but I'm using my earpiece.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, maybe call us back when you've packed or something, because it's not working out. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp, because we have to take a break anyhow very soon. On WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. This message here, it's a building collapse is a recurring decimal in Lagos. If there's no consequence for all that are culpable, then it will keep on repeating itself in the future. That's a message from Adebisi from Shomolu. Adebisi, thank you very much for your message. Presido, with the report from The Punch about the number of floors, I think the deputy governor ought to be fired or suspended instead of the man that was suspended. Thank you, Presido. All right, thank you very much for your message. We have more messages we have here on WhatsApp, but we'll take a look at them after this commercial break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. We're streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. This is Hard Facts. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
All right, it's what's the time now? It's 27 minutes past 3. I'm looking at a message here from someone claiming to be Edikan Daniel, and who says that he did not see any missed calls on your phone. Well, that's because your phone was switched off. It was switched off. We couldn't reach you. We've been trying to reach you since Monday, and we couldn't reach you. We also sent you an email. So if your phone was off, then you definitely received an email from us. If your phone wasn't switched off, you definitely got an email from us. If you got that email told you to reply us before Wednesday, the 3rd of November. If you didn't reply us, we took it as a sign that you were not interested in moving forward. So apologies, you know. I shouldn't even be apologizing. You should be apologizing to us, to be honest with you. But yes, we tried your number over and over and over, and we just couldn't get through to you. I don't know what happened there. But better luck next time. We're going to do this a number of other times. Hopefully, you're still young enough to participate. If you are young enough to participate, then, of course, you can be a part of it. So hold on. Let me take a look at... I'm taking a look at the number that sent us this WhatsApp message now. If you're listening right now, it means hopefully that you listened on Monday. And if you listened on Monday, it means you know that you won. And if you know that you won, it means that you knew that you should have sent us an email with your details. But you didn't do that. Rules are rules. So let's see. We called you at 1:15 p.m. on Monday. 1:15 p.m. on Monday. 1:15. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 times. 9 on Monday. and one on Tuesday, and you know, no call from you. Sorry, Abby, is that it? Hold on, what am I saying? Oh yeah, so no, sorry. So 5 on Monday, 5 and 4 on Tuesday, and then the one I just dialed just now. So that makes it 10. Well, better luck next time. Let's move on to our second story, shall we? It's 29 minutes now, past 3 o'clock. And for our second story, we take another look at what's happening in the home of the Odilis. The Nigerian Bar Association may take action against the magistrate who approved the Odili Road the Odili raid and the Attorney General. So that's our second story. So they're hoping that they will take action against the Attorney General and those who approved the raid on the House of the Odilis. That's what the Punch is reporting. They claim that the NBA took the decision at their National ESCO meeting on Tuesday. The NBA wants to report the AGF Abubakar Malami to its Legal Practitioners Disciplinary Committee, LPDC, and its Legal Practitioners Privileges Committee, LPPC. Now, the addition of the LPPC there is interesting to me because Malami is a senior advocate of Nigeria, and the LPPC is the body that has a right to strip SANs of the title. Now, why is the NBA ESCO petitioning against Malami? The Punch says that they believe Malami is the one who's sanctioning many of the attacks against the judiciary. They're quoting an unnamed source as a person who says that. And then there's Emmanuel Iyanna, the chief magistrate in Abuja. The NBA intends to report him to the Judicial Service Commission. Because we've talked a lot about Judicial Service Commission. I don't know if you remember that. We talked about it a lot during the Chief Justice Onoghen saga. They are the body that is empowered to investigate, try and penalize judges. And the NBA wants Iyanna to face them because they don't buy his excuse that he was deceived into granting the warrant used in the raid. So that's the latest from the NBA on the Odili raid. What do you say? What do you think about this? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 0700-993-993-993 for men, for women, 01465-7190. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name?
Vincent.
Vincent, good to have you on the show.
Yeah. Sandra.
Hmm?
Uh-huh. Thank you. I don't want to talk to you. Sandra, bye-bye.
Oh, wow. You called me just so I'll say, hmm. Okay, 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Malik speaking.
Hi, Malik.
Sandra, it's funny, the way things happen in Nigeria.
Okay.
Can you remember when the National Assembly the GSS invaded the National Assembly?
Yes.
Who did they sack? The head of GSS, right?
Okay.
So who came to arrest now? Is it the police? Is it GSS? So the government have no right to give us excuses. You sack whoever is heading to people because they cannot go on their own to arrest. Somebody gave them to go ahead. If it's the police that did that, from the area they came from, is it the area command or any police station there? The DPO should be fired. For the DPO, you know who gave the warrant, from who ordered them to keep that warrant of arrest or to invade that house. Look, we like rice and beef for Nigeria. Story. That is why we don't do the job. Sandra, you know our biggest problem?
What's the biggest problem?
Dagbo don't too much. Thank you.
Which one is Dagbo again? You are teaching me something new every day on this show. What's Dagbo, please? Eh? Ah, now wow. Okay. Let's keep those messages coming. The numbers to call 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Chisom is on the line. Hi, Chisom.
Hi. Oh, so sorry.
Hi.
Hi, Sandra.
How are
my
you?
First time calling into your show. Well done. I always enjoy it.
Thank you.
Okay, so apologies to ask this question. I'll weigh in on the topic, but there's a program that always comes on, I've noticed, from 1 p.m.
Okay.
And the talks are really rich, and I always listen in to get the program, but I never do. Okay. So I think it's something on insecurity. And I've checked your Facebook page and Instagram page. I can't seem to find what the
it happened during our anniversary celebrations. It was a security summit, so you can find it in the podcast section of our website. So go to listen again on our website. You see the security summit, and then you can listen to your heart's content.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Then on the issue at hand, to be very honest, we all know this. In fact, people keep saying, oh, we need people, we need them to come and explain. They never explain anything. And to be very honest, this thing, this issue is going to still die a natural death. And I'm happy, I'm glad that they messed with the wrong people. I'm happy that they are taking them up. If both the magistrate has said he was deceived, let him come and explain how he was deceived into it. So that means you're not competent. You don't know what your duties are, that someone can just come and deceive you. So if they deceived you, come and let us know what happened. You understand? Because to be very honest, it's very fishy. This is a ploy, and we all know where this is going to. So, but let me not say anything more, so I don't incite anything. But I think we all know what this is all about, to be very honest. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Chisom. Well done. I actually prefer that, you know, what Chisom just did there, you know, than what a lot of people try to do on this show. And then I'd say, okay, Ngwan, give me proof now. And the person would say, I don't have proof. If you see Comrade Ikechukwu will ask me, Sandra, do you have your own facts? But that's the thing about making comments on air. If you're going to say anything at all, you have to back it up. You know, that's why there's nothing that I say that I'm not quoting the person that said it, or I'm not telling you the date it happened. I'm not telling you when and when that news story broke. So you cannot just come and say, you know, just guy, believe me, I know if it like give you. So do what Chisom did just there. I liked that. Let's speak with Michael. Michael is in Ajah. After Michael, we'll move on to our next and final story. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Michael. I'm calling from Ajah. So I think Nigerians are actually very funny, if I may say that. So I've been following this story keenly to know how Nigerians are going to react, right? I don't know why every time we keep fighting ourselves on behalf of the airlines. We keep fighting and arguing on behalf of the airlines. This is the same woman who actually made sure that her husband got away with his loot. Nobody can prosecute him. Nobody can ask him questions. And now the same airlines, the same woman has actually faced exactly what we are facing as citizens. And everybody.
How did she do that? Can I ask? How did she do that?
The point is, the husband got a judgment that he cannot be prosecuted. Of course, you can't.
Was she the judge on that case?
She doesn't have to be the judge.
So she wasn't the judge on that case.
But she doesn't have to be the judge. But see,
if you say that she made him get away with it, you're implying that she was the judge on that case. Was she the judge on that case?
This is like saying the wife of the Inspector General of Police got away with the situation, and you then say, no, the Inspector General of Police knows nothing about it.
In a court of law, the person saying that the Inspector General of Police knows something about it will have to prove that he does. If you can't prove it, then don't say it.
Where I'm going now, Sandra, is very simple.
Okay.
When this judgment was passed, where was the NBA? Where were all the fans that are now screaming? Where were they to challenge whosoever gave this judgment? I think that's my point. I know maybe she was not involved.
Okay.
My point is just that where were the NBA? Where were the judges? Where were the fans who were also supposed to stand up and say, no, this is a wrong judgment and this has to be challenged?
No, but that's up to the other side. I mean, if me and you go to court now and judge gives me a judgment that you say is not favorable, it's up to you to go and appeal or go to the Supreme Court. That's not up to NBA or the judges or the SANS. It's not their business.
So are you saying all the SANS now who are up in arms, none of them could stand up and say, no, this judgment, I will appeal it on behalf of the people?
But even at the time, the NBA condemned it.
Okay, that's it. Should we leave this one to our condemnation then?
Fair enough.
Thank you very much, Sandra. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling us. All right, let's move to our final question. You know, it is actually the NBA's job to call out judgments that they feel are weird. Now, let's take a look at our final story. The ICPC and SSS have arrested 48 people over exam malpractice. This was a sting operation against different groups organizing to cheat on the JUPEB exam. This thing involved exam takers, their parents, lecturers, security at the exam centers. The affected schools in this thing are Wellspring University, Benin, Christopher University, Moe in Ogun State, and Crown Hill University, Ilorin. One of the people arrested is the national president of the Association of Tutorial School Owners, because allegedly lots of tutorial centers are actively involved. Allegedly, the students and their parents were paying between 300,000 naira and 500,000 naira to the syndicate to help them cheat. In exchange, the syndicate members were helping them get question papers ahead of time. For those who still could not get the answers after receiving the questions, there was also an exam day service. They pay the security and the admins to let them bring in phones. Meanwhile, there's a group of people somewhere solving the questions, sending them the answers on WhatsApp. The ICPC says they've been monitoring these rings for a while and now they've swooped in on them. When I was reading this thing, I was stunned. The level of sophistication that has gone into this operation and the different types of people involved. Parents are paying to help their children cheat, teaching their children it's okay to cheat. These are the same parents who will call me and say, oh, these politicians, oh, these corruption, eh? So it makes you wonder, do any of us have the moral right to talk about corruption in the country when we're capable of this thing? Does this mean that exam malpractice has simply become part of our culture now? Because they say that culture evolves, right? So have we as a society, as a people, have we evolved to the point where exam malpractice is now okay? Have people simply decided, it's not a bad thing anymore? After all, everything that is bad today, people decided, oh, this thing is bad. And everything that is good today, people decided, oh, this thing is good. So as Nigerians, have we decided, exam malpractice, kilo de, it's not that bad. I don't know. You tell me. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. It reminds me of the debaters who sent in their auditions. So a lot of the people who were disqualified submitted auditions debating phones. Should phones be used in school? Should students be allowed to use phones in school? And Lagos, I tell you, like almost everyone who debated that topic, that subject, copied from the same page. I don't know if it's in a book. I don't know if it's on some Google page. I don't know where they copied it from. But everybody who sent in an audition, let me say 95% of the people who sent in an audition to our I Beg to Differ tournament and argued about phones and students and usage in school, they made the same points, almost word for word. In fact, once I heard in the 21st century, I just said, okay, this is one of them. Like word for word, for in a lot of the cases, word for word, some people managed to tweak their words a bit, but they still ended up making the same exact points. Just dub it. They were even using American examples. I mean, if you're going to dub something, at least fit it to your environment now. But no, they just dubbed it. Whew! And that disqualified a number of people because they couldn't come up with like original points. So if you're one of those students that did that, now you know why you're not making it or you didn't make it to the live show, which starts on Monday, by the way. Monday, 4 p.m., we will begin our I Beg to Differ tournament, where one student will get the chance to win 1 million naira by the time the tournament is over. But yeah, back to our conversation about exam malpractice. As Nigerians, have you people decided when I was asleep that exam malpractice is okay? Is this a new part of our culture now? Have we decided, no be bad thing? 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
It is pronounced Dagbo, not Dagbo. D-A-G-B-O-O. It means gambling. Inside life.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Calling the wrong line to say that to me, but thank you for calling to teach me. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
This is Nwachukwu Richard.
Welcome, Nwachukwu.
This is my first time calling your radio station.
Oh, we're glad to have you on the show.
Thank you. Please, I want to talk on the building collapse.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And the Barame issue. I want to say let the deputy governor resign honorably.
Okay.
These are one of the things they do. He's not an expert on the work. He should not consult very well. He came out in public and be speaking that the building was given one-story approval. This is one of the things that happens in this country that makes people begin to look at who we are here. If you refuse to resign, the state of assembly should impeach him. Let's begin to do things in a proper way. And for Malami issue, let them withdraw his son. I know that he's a principal officer. His organ will still retain him. But let the world know that, yes, Malami is no more a son, that we have an attorney general that is not a son. So we know that, yes, because we know that no matter what you do, the man will still retain him there. But let them withdraw that he's a son issue, so that we know that Nigeria has an attorney general that is not a son. And we know that that's how it is. So this is my take in these two
subjects.
Question you raised today.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. We appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us. Let's speak with David. Hi, David.
Hello, Ada.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Sandra. How's it doing from Surulere?
Welcome.
I am not surprised, Sandra. There is allegedly plan to remove Justice Tanko Mohammed, with the accusation that the cabal is not happy with him, with the way he is handling the judiciary. You know, Sandra, the other time when the judges, some errant judges, gave conflicting judgment concerning PDP, the Uche Sokondo's in Port Harcourt, the speed, the CJN summoned the justice, those judges, and the sample his authority made PDP to have a peaceful convention. It is making the cabal very, very angry. You know, Justice Odili is the second most senior judge. So, and Justice Odili will retire next year, May. So, Tanko will retire in 2023. But the cabal is so angry that they want to remove Tanko by all means. Meaning that if they succeed in removing Tanko, Justice Odili will be the CJN, and that is what they don't like. So the assault in on Odili's house is condemnable. Better, Sandra, I want to ask, why are senior lawyers in Buhari's administration not calling the attention of the president? Why is Osinbajo keeping quiet? I know that Malami, in order to impress the president, He ordered the operation on the day the president returned from Saudi Arabia. I expected the vice president, as a senior lawyer, to call the attention of the president before the president traveled to Scotland. Why is Osinbajo keeping quiet? Why is Fashola not making a statement condemning the action of Malami? That is why you see, Sandra, anybody, any of your associates that fails to criticize you whenever you are wrong, don't love you. Any of your associates that does eye service, hoping to get something from you, hiding their feelings, even when you are wrong, even when you are against the law, run away from them. I want to condemn Osinbajo's silence for not calling the attention of the president before the president gets out to Scotland.
Ezedum, thanks for your time. John Owoni says, Sandra, this panel will never get the truth about the building collapse. Committees are set up to cover up things in this part of the world. NSAS panel, what came out of it? It's under this Sanwo-Olu-led government. Dagbo in local parlance means dupe, cheat, deceive, to arm twist someone out of their belongings. All right, I learned something new. Thank you. Ikebona says, who owns the building? I'm hearing it belongs to a serving politician. Well, there are lots of rumors flying around. We don't know the truth one way or the other, but the truth will eventually come out. Kenneth from Shasha says, this is the reason why the masses no longer take government serious anymore in Nigeria. Government officials tell a lot of lies that make it very difficult for the citizens to trust them. They're paying the price of accumulated lies in the Southeast. Imagine the deputy governor of Lagos telling lies to us. I wonder who he's trying to protect by telling us lies. Perhaps one of his political allies might just be the owner of the building, hence the lies. Kenneth Kieran from Shasha with that message there. All right, Kenneth, thank you very much for your message. Ojaoba Sunday says, by right, the police and other security operatives should protect all law-abiding citizens of the state. But here in Nigeria, security forces protect only politicians, and they're also shamefully used by politicians to suppress the people who are supposed to be the employers of politicians when the politicians are wrong. I'm trying to see what this has got to do with any of the stories that we're covering at the moment. But okay. On WhatsApp, Gideon from Shangotedo says, exam malpractice have become normal, even in secondary school. Parents will know the level of their children. They won't do anything to help those children other than advising the teacher to help them. Even if the teacher gives them advice on what they should do, they'll rather take the children to another school that will do what they want. And who wants to be losing customers these days? This is the reason why we have so much quacks in the country. Only God can help us, and we should also help ourselves. Mahala Deo. Someone says, Babs from Onikbano says, yes, so President Sandra, parents now pay for exam malpractice. I guess most young students these days are lazy. They don't go to the library like back in the days. Parents and children just want to cut corners. Then why are we complaining about all the different corners that other people are cutting? You know, because, I mean, it starts from small. If you're teaching the children, it's okay to cut corners. It's okay to cheat. They're going to become politicians that cut corners. They're going to become building inspectors that cut corners. They're going to become DSS operatives that invade the house of a chief justice. They're going to become the kinds of, you know, they're going to become all kinds of things. The same people that you're calling to these shows to complain about. So I honestly don't, I want to hear the logic. If you're a parent that does this, I really want to hear, you know, what the logic is. Like, I really do. As a people, have we simply decided, this is okay? Because if that's it, then let's stop reporting it as exam malpractice. Let's just start reporting it as the way Nigerians conduct exams, you know? What do you think? We've got this message here. Sandra, I put myself in the life of those that are trapped in the collapsed building. I imagined how a human being will die such a painful death. Sandra, sometimes I used to think how I'm going to die in this world. Only God knows. I always pray if I'm going to die, let me sleep and not wake up. May God condole the family of the victims and may their souls rest in peace with the Lord. More messages here. Exam malpractice is being encouraged indirectly by government and education authorities. In primary school, you're told pupils must not fail. You must do all to make sure they pass to the next class. If you do contrary, you will be ordered by your supervisory education authority to pass them. WAEC, NECO exam question papers get leaked online every time the exam is being conducted. At ABC from Shomolu with that message there. My God, this is depressing. BK Max from Alimo Show says, Justice Odili's raid is a testament to the fact that Nigeria is no longer practicing democratic rule. We have unknown gunmen, repentant Boko Haram, social bandits, etc. Sandra, Nigeria as a country isn't working at the moment. All right, I see you've quoted another Patrick Obagbon for me so that I'll laugh and people will not know why I'm laughing. It will not work out for you. Thank you very much. We'll take one final call and then we'll take a break. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Hey, what's your name?
How are you, baby?
Nonye, my name's Sake. Welcome.
You have 1 minute now. Yeah, you get 1 minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get 1 minute. One left. But if you don't reach my turn, I get 30 seconds.
Sorry.
Don't hesitate. This is matter now. All of us are Jews. 100% of Nigerians, 85 did exam party. I have the recording. Special center. Shout out to you.
Yes, I hear you. I listen. Special center.
Both of our callers, both of our callers now, both of our callers, both of our elderly callers, both of our younger callers now. You know, say now we computer don't come day now, it come work. After the computer level day, special teachers go come call center. Go tell them we could pay $5,000. Sometimes it is like one.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you lie. I'm not going to come down. Come the right way every time.
Okay.
You remember?
Okay.
Yeah. Not only I know the same class, but we know what today.
Okay.
You hear me soon.
Okay.
But now we computer around plenty now. They hear. They just sit down for your house. Man, they do this. Some people said they will come exam hall. No, come write. Some people are ghost writer. Some people go to their office. They be manager for office. I know that's why I come back. They write my own social center. And they execute me. Somebody, one man will be manager. Somebody come write for them.
May we leave him like that, eh? May we take break. We'll come back. This exam malpractice thing, we got settled down, talking well. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
Sports after this.
It's finally here. The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is live on Nigeria Info.
Our moderators are impeccable jurists, our creator and keeper.
I'm here to support the motion.
To oppose the motion, we say.
In this age of computer, internet, and social media, teaching Nigerian language in our schools will put Nigerians at risk.
Out of over 100 auditions, 16 secondary school students from all over Lagos have been chosen.
I hereby oppose the motion with this following point of mine.
The of language to people is well illustrated in the Bible story about the Tower of Babel. God has
to regulate social media means to give access, power to the government for them to control and determine the content of.
Tune in to hear the leaders of tomorrow debate the questions of today. One winner, 1 million naira, with your moderator, Sandra Ezekwesili, starts on Monday, 8th of November, and airs every day at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts. For advertising, sponsorship, and partnership, contact us at 0703-498-4352. That is 0703-498-4352.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
01465-7190 and 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget that at 4:30 today, after the League of Extraordinary Nigerians, I'll bring you this very interesting story, real life story, of this young woman who says her fiancé wants her to put her houses in his name when they get married, and he also wants her tenants to start paying the rent to him. I want to hear what you think about that story. So as soon as Onyi Sunday is done at 4:30, you and I will have that conversation. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello,
thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Joy. Good afternoon.
Joy, good to have you on the show.
Well done.
Thank you. Oh, well, I'll take the well done. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello, Sandra.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Sissy. Good
Hi.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
In fact, all your discussion I want to talk about, but really, let me save the image and go to the one that last one.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
The only way we can address this issue of school exam malpractice is to emphasize on education. I'm a teacher by profession.
Okay.
And for years I've been in education, we are paying more emphasis on certificates, and everybody wants to have it.
Okay.
And, you know, how do we now go back to the days of the school system where we have technical school, professional school, and these people are productive and doing, you know, giving something to the society? That's what educational planners and the government should be thinking about. Other than that, we'll continue to have millions of people turn out with certificates, first class. Funny enough, now, first class, people carry all about. 2 words. You know, it became everybody wants to have it, even people that cannot write their name in a hurry. So parents, everybody, teachers, everybody wants to get the certificate and he wants to have it 2 words. He wants to have it certificate. Without knowledge, education is not practical. Education is knowledge and skill. And until we go back to that, we continue to have skills. That's why I just wanted to continue. But in terms of the building collapse, as far as Lagos is concerned, I have experienced it. The other woman that said Lagos State is not doing anything in terms of they will come, mark, collect money, go back. Even you, as a builder that knows what is right, you go back there. After some time, they will threaten you. And you have to back out. So, if more buildings are going to fall in Lagos, it's nothing is not done. That's the reality. Thank you.
Ooh. Thank you very much. All right. I think we've got time to take one final call. Do you mind talking to us for 1 minute? Hello? Hello? All right, that person's not ready. 99.3, hello? Hello? Thank you for calling. Yes. Woo! Okay, so if you call us, turn your radio off. That's how this works. So we're not going to have time to take any more calls. Let me go instead to Facebook, where we have lots of comments. Adejoke Beloshitu says, educated parents are in support of examination malpractice. It's become a normal trend. There's a lot to do with our educational system. Okay. Samuel says, collapsed building, the truth will never be known. The agency in charge, suspended boss, told us 15 floors was approved instead of 21. His boss, who has to have his info from the former, said 21. We were told by the former that the owner has been arrested, but within minutes it was said that he was inside. For all we know, there are powerful interests in the ownership of the structure. If you ask me, the truth will never come out. Committees are constituted in Nigeria to douse tension and ensure with time people forget. All right. That's all the time we have. The award-winning League of Extraordinary Nigerians is up next. After that, you, me, let's talk.